Now, if you have a young baby or if you're doing odd shifts at work, here's a story from Jiang Wan that I'm sure you'll relate to.
Yeah. 下面的报道来自英国的每日电讯。研究人员称呢，对于那些夜里不能够安稳睡觉的人来说，比如说新妈妈们或者上夜班的护士，尽管他们每天的睡眠时间是足够的，但是睡眠的效果呢，相当于他们只睡了四个小时。The Telegraph reports being woken up regularly during the night can leave parents and co-workers feeling as sleep deprived as if they had only 4 hours rest a night. Researcher discovered that being pulled from a deep slumber by crying baby or a frantic emergency call causes the same confusion, depression, and fatigue as being severely sleep deprived. It means that even when people get a total of 7 hours sleep a night, being forced to wake up for regular 15-minute feeds or consultations will leave them feeling like they had just 4 hours rest.
Well, this is actually a form of torture. You know, sleep deprivation, where you don't let people sleep and you keep waking them up when they fall asleep. It's a form of torture, isn't it?
And it's
a torture that new parents go through every night. Researchers at Tel Aviv University School of Psychological Sciences in Israel warn that it's likely to leave parents feeling bewildered, dejected and exhausted and affect on-call professionals like doctors and firefighters.And it will impact their decision-making and their attention span, too.
And based on my own experience, I think only one time of such wakening up at night will make you feel very tired the next day.
Have you found, Jiang Wan, that lately, I think it's the hot nights, that it's hard to fall asleep?I found that. Is it just me?
What time is late for you? I mean,
what about 1 o'clock in the morning? And I can't go to sleep, and I don't know why. And apart from the fact that there was a mosquito in the bedroom
did you use your mobile phone before you went to sleep?
Yes.
I think that would probably be the reason.
Yes, we've had reports about this, haven't we? Don't take your gadgets into the bedroom with you.
Yeah, I think so. And Professor Afi Sade and a team of researchers from Tel Aviv University School of Psychological Sciences says the sleep of many parents is often disrupted by external sources, such as a crying baby demanding care during the night.
Doctors on call, who may receive several phone calls a night, also experience disruption to their sleep. These night wakings could be relatively short, perhaps only 5 to 10 minutes, but they disrupt the natural sleep rhythm because there is this thing, the dream sleep, REM, rapid eye movement sleep that you go into after 3 hours. And that's where your body and mind start to really benefit from the sleep.
Yeah.
So you need to sleep for at least 3 hours before you get into that dream state.